Welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 36.
Ooh.
36 weeks. We're Damn. Still here. We're still alive. Some of us lost limbs.
What?
We've added somebody new.
Hey.
Gotti got a haircut.
What's up?
Looking good. It is June 8th, 2014. It's kind of a rainy Sunday outside. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gotti Elkon.
Howdy. Hi. What's up?
Adam Conway.
Hi. What? Purple.
Andrew Conway.
Not purple.
Yes, sir.
Gwen Reyes.
Hello.
And Susan Kamyab.
Hi.
And you can find us on Facebook, iTunes, or Stitcher Radio.
What?
And this is our 36th...
Stitcher Radio.
Stitcher Radio. You can... this is our 36th segment of In the News, where we discuss cool things pertaining to film, TV, video games, comics, books, and music.
Yeah.
We have some interesting things that came out this week. We just first like to give our heartfelt wishes to Tracy Morgan. We hope he recovers nicely. He was involved in an automobile accident on the way home from a show. He still is, right?
Yeah. Well, then one of the writers from 30 Rock actually died.
Yeah, he's 60-year-old or something like that. There's a 6-car pilot, but we send him wishes because he is literally one of the funniest guys.
And he has a TV show that is produced by the It's Always Sunny guys.
Yeah,
straight to Sears and FX. So hopefully.
we wish him a speedy and well recovery, and give our thoughts to his family and friends. But moving on to book news, not comic book news, but book news, novels,
books.
America.
America.
Adam got book news.
Up first in book news, Miss Hillary Clinton is starting her book tour for her book Hard Choices.
Is she coming here?
I don't know.
No, I don't
think so.
She will come on the podcast.
It's about the her experiences with national security. So basically, all the things.
But how can she
wrong.
Like?
And it comes out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she won't be delivering classified information. She'll say like how she handled it.
She's talking about her time as Secretary of State.
Okay.
Essentially, she's talking about her 4 years.
So yes, it's a lot of secrets you shouldn't be saying.
Okay.
But you should check it out. But you probably won't.
Is it about something about the snook?
No. But thanks.
I'm glad you got that reference.
I did.
What is a snook?
From South Park, supposedly.
Also, in book news, all you Harry Potter fans, you should be happy to know that J.K. Rowling's other book, The Catcher's Vacancy, is getting an adaptation on HBO. But they actually hired Mr. Dumbledore himself, Michael Gambon, to star in it. So... we'll see who else they get from the Harry Pottering world.
So that just leaves the Gilbreath.
Yeah.
The Still Corner Man.
They stick together.
Calling.
Yeah.
The mystery ones.
Cuckoo's
is the only
calling.
One that hasn't been optioned in production.
Yes, but I'm sure it's inevitable that it will be. Also, New Regency has acquired a nonfiction book called Marching Powder, and it will develop it as a star vehicle for Kaiwatel Echiafor. Is that how you say his last name?
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
You
racist son of a bitch.
I was like,
Hello?
Is it just one book?
It is. It's basically called, it's Marching Powder, a true story of friendship, cocaine, and South American strangest jail.
South American.
Yeah.
South America.
Okay. Strangers?
Not South African.
I was going to say Gotti. Right?
That's where you were going. then also, George R.R. Martin's agent came out and said that he may not be finished with the series in seven books.
So, guys, he wants to add a book.
It's going
to
be an eighth book. Hold on, hold on. One at a time. One at a time. I know we have all something to say about this.
So, it's ridiculous. He can't stop.
All right, so Gwen.
I am so mad about this because as a reader, this is bullshit. That is all well and good that George R.R. Martin has these ideas or his editor has these, oh, he could write an eighth book. You know what? Write the book. We are waiting for book six. Stop talking. He's old. He'll die.
And so Gwen is our resident book person because she is an editor of one of the biggest book websites, Fresh Fiction. So she knows what she's talking about.
I just is obsessed.
He is pretty old.
The thing is, what about it? I mean, yes, it's all well and good. He's got ideas. Good for him. But he's too busy doing a production deal, a development deal with HBO to do another show. He's already told the two producers of Game of Thrones how the show ends. So the likelihood is that fans are going to be really pissed because the show is going to end before his book series is out and the whole thing.
They can keep going.
They could keep going, but they've also probably only going to keep the show for 8 years.
Yeah.
They wouldn't go any farther. Yeah. They wouldn't go any farther than that.
But
it's
costly. Here's the thing. It's such a good book series. You're not mad that he could put out another book.
I'm not
That'd
mad.
That'd be awesome.
Yes, we can all put out things, Brian, but he hasn't. He has no proven track record of putting his books out. His last one came out in 2011. We have six and seven left to go.
Yeah, because Game of Thrones.
So saying to fans that I want to have, like, oh, I could put an eighth book out. Oh, well, put
that's
out
awesome,
book
though.
Six.
That's
put out book six.
It's not that he can. He said that it's almost going to have to be.
Which is understandable because then they had to do that with four and five. They had to split. That's one, technically one book.
Yeah.
They split into two.
No, I'm all for it. I'm glad he said that. Do I want him to put out more?
Yes, of course you do.
Yeah. And do I want him to do it sooner than later?
Yes
because he is getting old.
He's going to die.
Jesus.
How old is he?
Yes.
1,000.
80?
80?
He's not 80.
No, he's like in his early 60s.
He's almost Gwen's age.
Guys,
he's only 40, guys.
If you look at his track record, it takes him six years to write a book, and now we're adding three more books, or adding an extra book to that, plus what he's doing for HBO, plus another series, plus all the stuff he edits. I'm like, come on, George.
But he's also not in good health,
he's
though, either.
Really
he's really big. He's a really big guy.
Captain looks, so,
yes, he is really good at that. So anyway, I'm sorry. That's really why my tirade. I've been
yeah, you're waiting for someone to say something.
You know what, Brian's Gwen's ears.
I have another one. If you're going to bring that one up, I got another. There's a whole other literary argument that's been going on.
I don't have
a whole separate podcast.
Brought to us by Slate.com.
Tell us more.
We can add that once I finish mine. My news. I just have. Let's see. For you guys, want
my news? My news.
For you guys want to know what's on the number one? Who's number one on the New York Times bestseller? It is a book called The Skin Game. And it is the
sounds 15th, pornographic.
It does.
It's not actually. It's about it's the 15th book in the Dresden Files, which is about a Chicago wizard named Harry Dresden.
Yeah.
And it was also a failed TV
show. On CP.
Yes.
But now it's called The Skin Game, so people like to confuse.
Or they sci-fi.
It's part of the, yeah, it's Jim Butcher series.
I was intrigued with Skin Game, and then I was like, oh.
And it's the it's what is it? Not Urban Legend.
Urban fiction?
Urban fantasy is what
it's called. It's an urban legend.
It's when you have like a modern, the contemporary world, and then there's like supernatural elements of it.
Oh.
Urban fiction. Urban, not urban fiction, urban fantasy.
Urban fiction.
Urban fiction,
yes.
Urban fiction is also considered multicultural fiction.
Yes.
Well, I think I'll leave it at that for book
on that note.
That's good.
Sweet.
Really good.
On that.
Really
on that. That's good.
Well, I just want to throw in one more. There was a big controversy on Thursday and Friday because a writer named Ruth Graham came out on Slate.com with a raging tear about how adult readers shouldn't read. Should be embarrassed to be caught reading young adult fiction because she was trying to attack the popularity of The Fault in Our Stars. And so that turned into this huge backlash on the internet about how dare somebody tell me what I should read. There's no accounting for taste and you should read what you want to read. And my thing about it was I could tell that when she was writing about the books that she had never read any of them. And even when she was on Good Morning, or she was on NPR this morning, and she hadn't, like, you could tell she hadn't read any of those books. My issue with it is that same argument can be used for genre fiction and adult fiction, and that's what people read. People just want to read what they want to read. And if you want to read literary fiction and think you're smarter than everybody else, that's great. But if you also want to read Harry Dresden in the Skin Games, then that's the number one book of the, and it's just as in depth, just as well written and structured, and that's what people want.
People like fantasy.
And so that was my thing.
Fantasy.
So fuck Slate.
And anything in the post-apocalyptic world with teenagers.
I want to read anything that I know is like.
Look for The Giver and Maze Runner coming soon to theater near you.
Books!
Books.
Books!
Now on to music!
Music. Music. There's some interesting music coming up. I'll start with Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle?
Did he sing?
He launched a crowdfunding campaign for his Miles Davis biopic, and he will...
Biopic!
That's the way I talk! Biopic. I'm going to say biopic. It's biopic.
It just feels like a biopic is something that you're like, oh, I got to go into the doctor's
and get a biopic.
And I have to get a biopic.
It's a biopsy.
I found this really ugly mole, and I have to get a biopic.
Biopic. He's going to star as the jazz legend. He's going to also write and direct. Yes.
Is that a joke?
It's an Indiegogo campaign, not a Kickstarter.
Correct. Yeah. So he's set that up, hoping to make some money to
do his passion
project.
So basically, he gets to keep any of the money he does make because that's how Indiegogo works.
Correct. Interesting. If you saw the movie Almost Famous, there was a character played by the late Philip Seymour Hoffman called Lester Bangs. Mm-hmm. There is going to be a stage play about him called How to Be a Rock Critic. It's going to premiere in Culver City, California, mid June, and it was written by Jessica Blank and Eric Jensen, who did.
What's her last name?
Blank.
Jessica Blank.
Are you filling that blank? Or?
And that's,
yes.
No,
that's also in the movie Superman, that we all got to kind of see a sneak preview.
Yeah.
Because that actually happened to Shep Gordon was on that plane.
Yeah.
So that whole crew, that's the wildest crew.
Yeah, Lester Bangs a real guy.
Those guys are nuts.
So it'll be cool to see that.
Just died. Didn't he die like a year ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. And then...
Crazy life.
And then two more things. Two announcements. Is anybody a fan of Spoon?
No.
They have announced a follow-up to their 2010 album Transference, and this is called They Want My Soul, and it arrives August 5th.
What was the one that came out before that? That everybody
Before did? Transference?
Is that the Gimme one?
2010?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And the other...
It had that one hit song in it, whatever it was.
Underdog?
And the other announcement is, who's a fan of Interpol?
There we go.
Interpol has just announced a new album. It's called El Pintor, and that's Spanish for the painter. And it's also El Pintor is an anagram for Interpol.
I love their that music video they did with the puppet who got in the car crash.
Yes. Yeah.
So new Interpol and new Spoon album have been announced. And this coming week, you'll be able to pick up Michael Jackson's Escape on vinyl and Jack White's Lazaretto album.
But what about... Insane Clown Posse news.
There is no ICP news today.
What?
Sad.
I love the tear that, what was it? Rolling Stone did an interview with Jack White, and he went on like a tear about how much he hates Meg White.
Yeah, that was pretty great. Like,
Adele and several other people.
Yeah.
Well, then he also apologized because who else did he like offend? In that
he apologized about it.
Yeah.
I know, but who was other? The actor?
Was it Adele and then.
It was like an actor, wasn't it? That he offended? I can't remember now.
I don't remember. I didn't read it. I don't think
Yeah.
He's a rock god. He says things.
He's a crazy dude.
He's a crazy dude.
It was the Black Keys, wasn't it?
Like, yeah, Black Keys and Adele. He
said that, they wouldn't have been born if it wasn't for me.
Well.
But is he younger than them?
Who knows?
They have a very similar sound. So,
yeah.
So that's music news. Well, who's up next?
Music!
Comics?
Comic news with Gwen.
I don't matter to me.
Let's do comic news with Gwen.
We'll keep
and then video game.
We'll keep it literary over here.
Comics.
Yes.
Well, books. One of the biggest pieces of comic book news this week is actually straight from the panes of our newspapers. Those are things that you would get on Sunday mornings
Those are
and
comic
like
strips.
Read. the creator of Calvin and Hobbes has been making comic book cameos for many years under people's noses, and no one knew. So Bill Watterson recently came out and said that he had been writing and doing, or not writing, but like doing comics for Pearls Before Swine. Years after he gave up doing Calvin and Hobbes. Because apparently Calvin and Hobbes, although it was so popular, was only a 10, only 10 lasted
years,
10 years.
He said he only, yeah, he said he said everything he needed to in 10 years.
And so I thought that was kind of interesting, and that made a lot of news.
And his documentary is on Netflix right now.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I would love to see that, actually. For the Smallville Season 11 comic book, not the show.
They continued.
Yeah, they continued.
Like Buffy.
Like Buffy.
The continuation in your paper items. The character Chaos is coming to the new comic, and he's going to stir up some trouble for Smallville.
Is Michael Rosenbaum's Lex Luthor in
there? I hope so. Yes, absolutely.
Where is he going?
I think Michael Rosenberg actually like hands out all the comics to people. That's like his thing.
What's weird? He will star in a pilot and then he'll drop out after because he was just
he's hilarious.
Yeah, I love him.
What was the movie he dressed up as a girl?
Oh my god,
Storyboards.
And they're fighting with all the dildos. That's like the best. I love that movie.
It is. It is really funny.
DOG.
And then
good times. It's good times, y'all.
There was another one that I lost that I just lost. But I'm talking about this Kevin Smith piece because this is funny. So Kevin Smith just did or came out about a week ago bitching about David Goyer, who is the writer David Esquire, who is the writer of the Dark Knight trilogy films and also a really shitty TV show called
The
Vicious
Demons,
which is such a terrible show. Kevin Smith came out and slung some mud at him and said that he doesn't read comic books. And so I thought that was kind of funny. I love it when nerds try to fight nerds over nerdy things.
Well, it's kind of, I mean...
It's kind of like
a valid point. Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I mean, guys, you probably read at least the comic books.
Because Brian runs a comic book site and doesn't read comic books, so, yeah, it's cool.
I used to own a comic book store, and I did read back then.
Hey, man.
I
ain't got time for that.
But it's always just funny because I just love when nerds draw my parents doing the good nerd deed. So
yes.
There you go. That's my three pieces.
There you go.
Excellent comic book news,
nice.
Gwen.
Video
no, no comics.
Well, we'll go back, but Tracy Morgan did in a really horrible car accident, and so
we wish him well.
Louis C.K. bought a mansion in the Hamptons.
What?
No, because I don't care about Louis. Yeah. Sorry, I said it. I think his jokes are funny, but.
A mansion in the Hamptons.
I thought he was supposed to buy that house.
Oh, yeah. After he had
waiting for that episode where he buys the house on the show.
He did a hilarious episode with Jerry Seinfeld where he was in the Hamptons and now he actually bought a house out there. So.
Oh, that show's coming back. Driving in cars. Comedians driving in cars.
Yeah,
I love that show.
Drinking coffee is coming back for a third season.
Good show.
Like he needs more money. Though.
All right, Adam, video game news.
I'm Adam.
I mean, Andrew.
Y'all who are you?
You look alike.
Oh, what's the deal?
You guys look alike.
Are
they
twins?
Do they?
Are you guys twins?
This is real.
Are you guys brothers?
Who are you?
So I have news, but a lot of it's rumor-based because next week
is E3.
Is E3.
We've been talking about this the last few podcasts,
so
that we're going to have tons of video game news when E3 actually
comes out.
But give us the rumors.
But I have some rumors.
Give us the rumors.
Hope,
we did rumors last week, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I get some more rumors. I don't remember if some of this might have been said already. But first off, I have a few little quick hits. PS4 is winning again
in the console wars.
So Xbox decided to remove the Kinect and actually allow users to stream Netflix and Hulu without having to have a subscription now to Xbox Live.
Yeah, so you don't have to have...
You have to pay $60 a year or whatever it was to actually watch Netflix on your Xbox. So we'll see if that helps them sell some more. So Nintendo has revealed that they're going to try to do... NFC figurines with their Smash Brothers Wii U video game that's coming out. And what that is it's been real popular with Skylander, and Disney started doing it with Infinity, where you pretty much make characters, and once you buy the actual figurine, you get to take that character and put it into the game. So they say that it's kind of cool for Smash Brothers, which means all the Nintendo characters, you can actually buy it.
it comes with a certain amount, but you can go and buy other figurines and actually bring that character and his abilities into the Smash Brothers universe.
So wait, is it like a download code, or you can custom build it? Or
so
what?
Once you get it, you get a download code and bring that character.
Okay,
into the
okay,
game.
I get it now.
And so and that's sort of like how Skylanders and Disney Infinity is.
Okay,
where it's like you collect, try to collect all of them, and then you can bring them into this world and have them fight each other. So
is that Sky Riders?
Skylanders.
I was way off.
But yeah, it's kind of cool because so you know characters you wouldn't normally that they. Don't normally see in Smash Brothers. I mean, that's the game that I guess Wii is actually really counting on to help boost its sales because
Mario Kart's
it's
doing
struggling because there's several
the Luigi meme.
Yes, speaking of Mario Kart, and then this bad boy is now Luigi.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
There's a one where he's
putting people off. I've been saying
it
for years. Luigi's always been the best.
Hey,
there
hey.
Was Luigi's at Akon, by the way.
But,
I saw Luigi today.
Was that just some dude that delivered pizza?
Yeah, there was also Mario.
Was it Luigi from The Simpsons?
And she was like almost a stripper.
Almost?
I think she was.
And
Call Duty. Did you try to pay her?
I didn't try.
Other news is bad for Nintendo. Call Duty announced that they're not planning on releasing its new game, Advanced Warfare, for the Wii U, which it shows that they have no faith in that console anymore. So Nintendo hopefully does something at E3 next week to sort of boost people to either come to the Wii U or figure other things. Because they've been talking about possibly taking all their games and putting them online and streaming and doing something to help sort of save.
They need to announce that they're selling the rights to Sony and Microsoft.
They have a stockpile of cash. They can do whatever they want.
The only thing that's sort of...
They need to do that.
Besides, you know, the Wii U, the 3DS is still... doing better than the Wii U. And so they're taking a lot of the old games and starting to convert them to 3DS stuff. And the biggest is a Pokemon, because, the 30-year-olds still
gotta
play.
Gotta catch them all, Brian.
The 30-year-olds are still paid Pokemon. So they're, you know, they're bringing out the Emerald version because they released Ruby and Sapphire, which was for an older Game Boy that was real successful because people...
Because they're actually making the 3D into a 2DS now, just so they can
play Pokemon. All that stuff.
Susan, who are Ruby and Sapphire? You're like 19, right? You did Pokemon,
you
right?
You caught them all, right, Susan?
She's still catching them, guys.
She's
still working. There's a lot of
them. I barely got into it. It was a thing in elementary school.
Did they have Pogs then?
You're not Pogs.
You weren't alive when Pogs happened, right?
There was a second wave.
There
was a
second wave.
I had
Pogs,
okay? I had Alf Pogs, okay?
Alf Pogs.
That's
a Simpsons thing, Alf Pogs.
Tassos were what they were called down where we were from.
One of the rumors for Nintendo for E3 is that they're releasing a game called Mario Maker where you can actually go and build your own world, 8-bit world of Mario, which people are saying it's coming out a little too late. That should have been something that came
like
out
that
a long time ago.
What's the name of the...
But, you know, so that's something that...
So it should be like...
You could build your own Mario 3.
Not Skyrim, but
what's
Minecraft.
Yeah.
What's that
planet game?
Mario.
That became Super Mario. The planet game that where you can make your own game within the game. What is it called?
Paper Mario?
Something planet.
Captain Planet?
No.
That's a Don Cheadle thing, right?
Planet.
Wasn't Don Cheadle
laser eyes
can
kill everyone.
Since
wow.
Xbox has got a lot of releases coming out, but at E3 they're talking about possibly releasing a Halo set of 1 through 4 for the Xbox One since it's the 10-year anniversary of Halo 2. And so they know they're going to do something because Halo 5 does not come out until 2015. So that's not going to be until next E3. So they're talking about doing a bundle for the Xbox where they kind of up-res some of the
up-res,
graphics.
Don't do it. They've done it before.
And it's, yeah.
and
so
I bought
we'll
them.
We'll
I did.
Sorry, Brian. And then some of just the quick rumors. Capcom is supposed to be unveiling a new Resident Evil game. It's been a while. As well as there's speculation that they might bring back their series Dino Crisis, which hasn't been out since the PS1.
Little Big Planet. Suck it.
Since the PS1, which was sort of like, you know, kind of like a Resident Evil, but with dinosaurs, in a sense, where you, yeah. So
what about a
I also saw Resident Evil bad guys at Akon.
What about a Street Sharks video game?
Street Sharks.
And it was one
Land Shark game.
The creator of Counter-Strike, Ming... Guzman.
Say it again. Say it again.
Guzman.
Guzman.
That's kind of Guzman.
I like Guzman.
Has let slip. Who knows? We'll see if it's true that Half-Life 3 is finally going to be announced. That game's been talking about for like the last 10 to 15 years, ever since Half-Life 2 came out. People have been hoping Half-Life 3 will finally make its way. And he
does
said
anybody
that
care
he's seen,
anymore?
He's seen the progress, is what he said. And
he's seen the progress.
And
hopefully it's a joke.
And then that, and he also mentioned that Left 4 Dead 3 might be announced as well.
God,
they've been working on that.
Damn, yes. That game
and
is
so
good.
That'll be exciting. So yeah, that's...
Sweet. Go
so video game news. We'll see if some of these things turn out to be true or not.
E3
next week. So whoever gets video games next week's got a lot of stuff to talk about.
All right.
Susan.
Television news.
Right. Well, it was already brought up. Obviously, Tracy Morgan was in a car accident. For those who don't know, he was riding a limo bus and the crash included like a 2-tractor trailer and an SUV.
A guy from Walmart.
Oh, well, I didn't know
it was a Walmart truck, yeah.
And he falls asleep driving. Well, he's charged for death. That's
charged for, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
counsel.
Involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah. So hopefully he will be okay. Pedro Pascal from Game of Thrones has been cast opposite Wagner Moura from Asylum. Or is that how you say it? Elysium? I don't know. For the upcoming Netflix series Narcos. The drama tells the true story behind the spread of cocaine drug cartels and the lawmen who tried to take them down. Moura will star as a famous drug kingpin, Pablo Escobar.
Hell yeah.
While Pascal takes on the role of Javier Pena, a Mexican DEA agent who is sent to Colombia in an attempt to take down Escobar. Well, it better be better than The Bridge. That's all I'm saying.
I like The Bridge.
The Bridge is back.
It's okay.
Annie has a new series called The Returned, and Mary Elizabeth Winston's going to star in that.
And who's the guy that got cast? Oh my god. I just read it.
Yeah.
What was it? The remake of The Returned. It's a French TV show about
Mary
Winston. Thought they've been dead.
What was his name?
They've been for quite a while. Suddenly they
it's
all
not
show
super
up.
Super attractive, and it's really bothering me.
Carrie
Yules? Is it Carrie Yules?
Oh, is it?
No,
Carrie
Oles is very attractive.
Yeah, how dare you?
I can't believe you just said that.
Butternuts.
Butter stuff. Different movie, different fucking movie.
But yeah, I liked the French version of that, which you can watch on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good.
That's coming back for new season two.
Mm-hmm. Orange is the New Black came back on season two on Netflix. Apparently the first episode was very strong. To somebody. I like that everybody reviewed just the first
Jeremy Sisto.
Thank you, Jeremy Sisto, because he doesn't have Suburgatory anymore.
Yeah. I wonder what Jane Levy's going to do. We all wonder that.
James.
Yeah, we do. We worry about
I thought Orange and New Black's been solid so far.
I've missed the first four
episodes.
Yeah,
of this new season?
Yeah.
I watched the first season in a day.
I enjoyed it.
And I was like, I couldn't do anything else. Like, I was like, it's long day. How long is it?
It's an hour.
It's 13 seasons. 13
episodes. So basically 12 hours.
But I read a good argument about not sitting and, like, consuming all of them at once because you should get to know the characters a little better, which is what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to try to watch 2 episodes a day.
Yeah. Or one day all day.
Yeah. All day Tuesday. Well, a show that I am excited that's returning, sort of excited. I watched Pretty Little Liars. It's coming back on Tuesday.
Oh!
Yes, for Ravenswood.
I did not watch Ravenswood.
I am so glad that show got canceled because I refused to watch it. I thought it was really stupid. So hope for Halo fans. I feel like Pretty Little Liars. Every few weeks, I feel like.
Isn't this the last season?
Did they split the show into 4 seasons?
It's split into 2, like part A and part B.
Like they're all getting their PhDs.
50
now,
episodes
for each half of the season.
I'm ready for it, but the thing is, this has been like their senior year, like the whole thing. This has only just been like a year or something. Like
the
that.
Whole show?
The whole show is supposed to be like
just
a year and a half. That is some like Breaking Bad nonsense.
They're
it's
just,
ridiculous.
Yeah, they're just hitting Thanksgiving break. So
or
it
show
it was like
24.
Yeah, or Greek.
It is... It is Twitter's number one show.
It is Twitter's number one show. And
tweeted show.
It's the last time we left off. Ezra was shot
because
he's not A, which I knew he wasn't A because this show makes everybody seem like they're A. If the show is not, I think it got a season 5. I don't
what
know
happened to B?
It.
Wasn't there a B?
B, no. I know what it is. Isn't it Gossip Girl? It's Gossip Girl.
It's
Dan.
It's
Penbag.
It's
Penbag.
Actually.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm glad you didn't know who it is already. This is
Tom Hiddleston.
It's ridiculous.
It's got to be Tom Hiddleston.
Was Penn Badgley the guy writing the story the whole time?
The whole time.
He was the Gossip Girl?
He was. Yeah. But that was so clearly like a last minute writing. Like, that was... Oh, Jenny, never mind that I screwed up her life.
Yeah.
Like, I just always told her. Anyways... Yeah, so I'm excited.
Tell me how you really feel.
Yeah, tell us the bitterness.
Someone still seems a little bitter about that.
I hate irresponsible writing on shows.
I do too. I hate when they don't recognize that they started something.
Yeah.
That's why there was like that big payoff in this last week's episode of Game of Thrones where they dropped a seed in the first season that I was like, are we really not going to pick up the fact that Jorah like fucking lied to her?
No.
Like, is this not going to be an issue for a whole like season, and they picked it up, and I was like, thank you.
It was a powerful scene.
It was. It's all I
get out. No.
Can't stand irresponsible writing. It pisses me off. Glee's been doing that to me, too.
You should break up with Glee.
Well, it's got one more season.
Wait, Glee's still on there?
It's got one more season.
No way.
And it's like going to be shortened. It's gotten bad. I
should just do like a
really
made for TV.
Got bad like the first season. Like the first two seasons were okay.
First three worked solid.
When they got rid of Jonathan Groff, I was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
He came back. Well, anyways, and then the final news is Soprano is no longer the biggest HBO show of all time. It's Game of Thrones. It's the most popular
show.
What?
Which is insane to me.
And if you have Amazon Prime, you can get some of HBO's shows on Amazon Prime streaming now.
Yeah, but they had to come out with...
They're only doing complete shows and just a few of them.
And if you...
So it's The Sopranos and 6 weeks.
Correct. And if it's a show ongoing, you have to wait 3 years before you can watch it on Amazon Prime. So Gwen will probably be like 70 by then.
What about the whole story about Netflix blaming Verizon for the slow...
Netflix has a lot of issues going on right now. They're pissing off providers. They're pissing off...
For
teachers.
No reason. Like, there's... I love Netflix. This everybody
do
should
you really love Netflix
bow down to Netflix.
I have both. I have Amazon and Netflix.
I do too. And Hulu.
Books.
I have them all. Yeah, me too. It's good stuff.
That's cable. And I pay a lot of money for satellite.
Excellent TV news. I got rid of cable. Fuck the cable companies. Fuck them. Excellent TV news. Gotti. Film news.
Yes.
Cinema.
Exciting.
Give me some
okay,
Batman Superman stuff.
Sad no, fuck off. First of all, let's say a sad moment. It is official. Melanie Griffith and Antonio Banderas are divorced.
Guys, sad.
I was so angry about that.
Super Friday, and I was super bummed.
That really upsets me, like, a lot.
But let's go through it. Griffith, this is her fourth marriage.
Yeah, and the fact that
18 years.
Yeah,
fourth marriage.
Go watch Bill. Antonio Banderas is still relevant.
Well, that was the thing. And I thought it was interesting that I remember when they first got married, and I was like, this isn't going to last. Like, he's super Latin, so he's, like, always checking out other women. And she's a nut job. And so they probably just have
so they work well together, is what you're
saying.
Yeah.
And they did. They almost lasted 2 decades. Impressive.
It's longer than most people.
Oh,
it's longer than Kim Kardashian and
any of her husbands. It's not going to last.
So that's sad news there. Other.
But Antonio's available, right?
Yeah. The Latin B is loose. Let him fly.
Excellent. I'm going to make a phone call.
Sing away.
And Melanie's not. I mean, she was going to do how to train your dragon. No, How I Met Your Dad.
Hello.
You just watched too many Zorro films.
Put this up your nose. He's in Expendables 3, so that should be
Ismay Rahalo.
He's on the prowl with Sylvester in company.
Not Meg Ryan. No duck baits. Speaking of duck baits.
Or Richard Duckface.
Ant-Man seems to be jumping off an effing cliff.
Yeah.
Instead of Edgar Wright, they decide... A fellow named Peyton Reed, which if you don't know, made the greatness of Bring It On.
Bring It On.
And Yes Man,
like
Jim Carrey. And also The Breakup. He seems perfect for this movie.
But
there's more news.
Adam McKay.
Anchorman, which The second one sucked more ball sack than anyone.
You can't say anything you didn't see.
You didn't watch the whole
thing. I walked the fuck out like a proud American.
When did you walk out? I want to know.
Like 10 minutes in.
35 minutes in.
That's not fair.
I saw the stupid bat shit flying around and I knew that's the only funny thing.
Chicken of the cage.
That's the only funny thing.
He doesn't get to say that. He does.
Adam McKay can suck it, and he's also writing Ant-Man, which means Paul Rudd. I'm sorry.
But let's take it back for a second.
God's views aren't the views of Walt Disney.
It is bittersweet that Edgar Wright and Joe Cornish are no longer involved in it. It's bittersweet because, yes, we won't get to see their vision on screen. However, that frees them up to do whatever they want to make their own film.
I don't buy that because they were finished with this script.
Absolutely.
Don't act like they were working on this shit.
But the guy who came in to
read... They could be writing their own greatness.
But the guy...
I'm sure Joe Cornish has at least 3 movies ready to go.
But we get to see that. But the thing is, the
this
guy...
This would put them on a whole other plateau where they could have gotten anything greenlit.
The guy they got in to rewrite the script, that the reason why Edgar left, they threw his script out too, and they're having McKay redo
it
again.
Yeah.
But to have somebody like Peyton come on, say what you will about bringing on, it was fine for what it was. But he is like his movie, The Yes Man. Like, he will do whatever they say, and that's the thing.
Is I'm like, he's going to be the perfect Marvel director because they already have things going against him. Who the fuck cares about Ant-Man? Like, I mean, I'm sorry. I know
Edgar Wright's Ant-Man, yes.
It would have been cool, but like this guy, when they announced Reed, I was like, I don't know who the fuck this dude is. And that's exactly what they
Well, that's why Adam McKay is the story. It's Adam McKay's script. He's going to be the only one that can add some element of greatness. Otherwise, he's tasked with basically doing whatever the hell the heads of Marvel want them to do, which is why Edgar left, because they wanted to redo... Probably his weird sense
this probably
of humor.
Looks too weird for them. They were trying to get a little...
His jokes were a little...
No, so that's...
Snarkier.
That's the other point, is that they're taking a huge gamble with Guardians of the Galaxy, because it's different. And then Ant-Man, and it's going to be so different.
Guardians of the Galaxy looks unique and different and has a...
But it's also a big gamble for them.
It was a really big gamble for them to do. Because they took James Gunn, and James Gunn doesn't have a very proven...
Super specials and Slither.
Yeah.
But this is a big gamble for them, and they didn't want to do... Another big gamble with
Ant-Man.
I'll give
you another bit of news that shows what gambling can do for you in the right element.
I totally agree.
Star Wars has announced that the greatness of Josh Trank, who did Chronicle, will do the next movie. And I think...
The spinoff movie.
One of the spinoff movies.
The spinoff that we all care about is Lando Calrissian.
But they didn't say
and
what
he'll
it was.
Do it with Michael B. Jordan as Lando.
But
and
it's
that
not Lando
will be
movie.
The best damn Star Wars movie. And I think this is the greatest news.
They're not saying what
that's a studio. Of course, why else would it be that? He's got Dane DeHaan and Michael B. Jordan in his back pocket.
Yeah.
That is why he got hired. And the fact that he made a really cool Chronicle movie. He's perfect for Star Wars. That's a studio saying, let's do something funny. Disney owns all of it.
I was like, it's the same studio.
The guys doing that are at least thinking a little bit outside the box.
But the guy who's in charge of Marvel is not the same guy in charge of... So Kathleen Kennedy is in charge of the Lucasfilm stuff.
And she's doing
but
shit right.
Feig is in charge of Marvel, and he is so particular
Paul's failed about, before.
And if you go back... To the Iron Man 1 and 2 commentaries? Yeah, Kevin
Who's
Feige.
Paul Feig?
He's the director of Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids of Rachel
I love him too, damn it.
But,
sorry, Paul. Didn't mean to lump you in
Paul
with that Higgins. Fucker.
But if you go back and listen to the commentary tracks on Iron Man 1 and 2 and listen to Jon Favreau, there's a lot of tension between him and, and
well,
Marvel.
Shane
and
Black
why,
was brought in.
That's why he left, and that's why Kenneth Branagh didn't come back to do Thor 2 either, because there's just Feig wants a certain thing, and he did not want to take...
Like, kind of going with that, exactly, it's like, that's why there was a lot of struggles with the Whedons doing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
Because they were constantly battling with Marvel Studios about the story they could tell. And that's why it took them a long time to get to where they could finally kind of turn a corner away. Because Feig is very controlling of, even when I interviewed him and I was just like, this guy's... bonkers. Like, he knows what his vision is. He's not going out.
It's not the first crazy studio head. Won't be the last.
They're making tons of money. They're one of the most successful films.
But still, it doesn't take away from the fact that you've got just a lazy pick. There are plenty of yes men out there that are a little bit better choice and obvious. I'm not making fun of Peyton Reed.
He's also,
I'm talking about
availability. They have a schedule. They have to meet.
The guy's never done an action film.
Doesn't matter. They have
never done
a
great one.
A lot of time.
They want like, someone. There's so many other people out there you could stick in there.
No, Peyton is a friend of Paul Rudd's, and Paul Rudd likes him.
Exactly. It's got to be someone that worked with Paul Rudd before, and it's someone that's available because they have to start shooting almost immediately. Because, yeah.
Because they're not delaying that date.
They need that movie.
And that's why David Wayne
date
was
is
in...
2017, y'all. Act like it's... No, the only thing that takes time 16. Is the actual, like...
Ant-Man's
visual 15. Effects.
Next year. Ant-Man's next
it's,
year.
It's Ant-Man's next year.
It's yeah. March next year.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We can make a movie in a year and a half.
It's... But I mean, no, I get, and I get why, it's like, now hearing that, it's like, it totally makes sense that why they would go with that, because they have to make it quick. They can't
yeah.
give the actors time.
And y'all are positive about this?
Well, but I mean, if you think about it, it's like they
y'all
can't,
are, like,
they
defending
make...
Kevin's choice. It's a shitty choice. Whereas Star Wars
is
making
an
enlightened
choice.
It's not a great choice, but it's a choice they need, right?
And you're
going
to go see it now because it makes sense.
I'll definitely go see Ant-Man.
Why? Because the cast that's in that movie is awesome.
Yeah, I'll see it.
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas.
Patrick Wilson.
He's not
going to
renew.
I like Paul Rudd.
And that's why David Wayne.
You don't like Paul Rudd in these types of movies. Like Paul Rudd in... Like more realistic type characters.
Well, let it. Maybe it'll go the way of the Green Lantern and the Green Hornet, and it'll just be really
yeah.
terrible, or it'll be pretty good.
Which would be Marvel's first? Excuse
yeah.
me, since Iron Man 1, their first big flop.
No, Iron Man 2 is the big flop, buddy.
But that
the
made
flop.
A lot of money,
yeah,
though, right?
Iron Man 2
just
was critically the worst movie ever.
One of the worst. Oh, really?
Paul Bearer's worst movie ever.
I just think it's funny.
Let's throw that out there.
You say Paul Bearer?
The Paul Bearer.
Worst Marvel movie.
Worst movie.
That's the worst
ever.
Movie ever made.
Let's go to Freddy's. Let's go to Freddy's.
Freddy got fingered?
That's
what
a great movie.
Trying to Freddy got fingered.
That is a hilarious
so
movie. Paul Bearer is such a
so I did reveal that Chronicle directors Star Wars, which is much
also,
better.
Also, Gareth
Edwards announced
this. There's three, right?
There's three
directors. Because they announced on Solo one, a Boba Fett one, I guess, Lando Calrissian.
They haven't. They still don't have the actual.
Who's doing what? But they did say that one's gonna be Han Solo, one's gonna be Boba Fett for sure.
Well, then they also said that no one's gonna be Red 5. So
they say a lot of shit that sometimes gets reset in a different way.
Exactly.
So they can come out with whatever they want.
In other
Star
Wars news, are you mentioned about the two other casting additions?
Go ahead.
Lupita Nyong from *Twelve Years a Slave* and also Brienne of Tarth from *Game of Thrones*.
Mm-hmm.
Gwendolyn Christie.
Yeah.
Christie. Yeah. Lupita's about to blow up.
Yeah,
she should.
I
really good.
Yeah, I hope she does, because it'd be worse if the ones that like win the Oscar and then fade. And
yeah.
Yeah,
no, she's a talented actress.
I know who you're talking about.
Speaking of Disney, Disney's also doing a live action Beauty and the Beast.
Nice.
Wait,
with
what?
Bill Condon from Twilight directing.
Oh,
so it'll be geared towards the teen market.
Hey.
Like the Beauty and the Beast the TV show with.
But more epic
yeah.
and bigger.
With people.
With people.
Did you say who stars in it?
No, they haven't done any casting.
Is it Ron Perlman? Because that'd be awesome.
No, sadly.
He did the TV show, the original TV show.
This makes me worry.
Yeah, and really weird ass news: Frank Darabont is pegged to do Snow White and the Huntsman 2.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
How has the great Frank Darabont taken that slide? He started in horror films. Why not go do
it's
something
just for a paycheck,
scary?
Because his TNT show.
Frank made a lot of money off.
Well, he's losing a lot of money for his lawsuit with Walking Dead right now. So.
Well, that was his choice. He made Mob
yeah.
City.
What is that movie
going to
be about?
That.
Didn't the queen die in the end of the first
yeah.
So, what's the point?
Well,
really
see, the thing
well
is,
now it's going to be the
Huntsman. The second one was supposed to, be with the Huntsman, and then also Red Riding Hood is supposed to be in there, but now they're bringing back boring Kristen Stewart again.
Why? I hate
because,
her.
Yeah, she was the worst part of the movie.
She is the worst.
I would love.
She looks like she's going to throw up every 5 seconds.
I would love to see a Huntsman in her
How do you know she doesn't?
I mean, guys, seriously, I don't mean to be a hateful woman, but she must give really good blowjobs. Why is she still fucking working?
Because she's fucking.
I doubt she gives good
she
blowjobs.
She was fucking that director.
Yeah.
You know that.
Why do you doubt that she gives good blowjobs?
No, she
just...
Oh.
I agree completely with Gwen. That's the
yeah.
only rational
like
decision.
After that,
that
thing,
like,
they wouldn't just take off the project, though. Because that's really...
They're like, that's going to bring eyes to it. No.
She's
no,
not pretty.
I don't
We're
like
We're here
her.
For Chris Hemsworth.
And she...
Exactly.
That's the
sure.
only reason I
hey guys,
see that.
And all the dwarves were awesome.
Mm-hmm. If they had just recasted,
were,
like, her,
her,
the movie would have been so much better. She
I probably
would
have watched Twilight if they didn't have her.
She is not, like... And Snow White is not a warrior. I'm sorry. But, like, what was that? Stupid shield thing. She was
weak.
All
yeah.
she does is eat apples and fall asleep. Fuck her.
All right. Well, on
that
note,
well,
the last bit of film. All right.
Some stuff to do.
Well, hello.
Moving on.
The last bit of news here, just since they were all in town, Fault in Our Stars is Number one movie in the country, 48 million. So
hell
props
yeah.
to them. Props 20th Century Fox. They're, you know, a decent
props.
Studio that does really
there's
good
no,
work.
There's no sequel potential with this one, though.
Yeah.
What?
Not really. From the grid. So there you go. Happy times with Fulton, our stars, and fuck everyone else.
And that's a good thing, too.
Go buy the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Hey, go see...
Can't wait to
yeah.
see Ant-Man ruin shit.
Go see Edge of Tomorrow. That was a good movie.
It's a great movie.
The ending was
yeah,
kind of dumb.
You know what?
Dumb.
Go see Fulton, our stars, over it. Go see Chef over it. Go see Superman.
No.
Chef is good.
Go see other
Chef
shit
is,
than Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow is great.
No.
Night Moves.
Tap the break. Edge of Tomorrow is a very decent, well-made action film. It is not the best film out right now. And everyone pushing this blockbuster shit with it is annoying. Tom Cruise shouldn't be doing these types of movies. He should be doing real fucking
movies.
He's a legitimate actor. He's great in Rain Man. And he's never done shit since it.
He's
fucking doing these goddamn movies.
God, he makes $500 million every time.
So do a real good movie then. You made enough money. Stop doing that. I don't see all the big other actors doing that. Ben Affleck's doing Batman, so he'll have like six other quality films. He's got to suck a little dick to do it.
We like
so I'm sick and tired of people. Why Edge of Tomorrow is a halfway decent story.
Why has it
got to
be dick?
There's like five other movies that are better. Ida's a better film than that. There's Night Moves is a slow movie, but it's better.
Edge of Tomorrow's good.
Edge of Tomorrow, don't go see it. Stop paying money to these
people
to make shit.
Don't listen to Gotti.
Go see fucking Chef. Go see Chef.
Edge of Tomorrow's an original movie.
Go see Chef.
Edge of Tomorrow's worse.
Any film at the Angelica over the Edge of Tomorrow. I'll say that.
Did you see Edge of Tomorrow?
Yes.
No, that's a great review.
Wrong.
All right.
The only good part right. is her.
Thank you, guys.
Repetitive news.
Yeah, well, hold on. One.
I got one bit of news.
One bit of news.
They announced that Ghostbusters 3 is actually going to be based around Sigourney Weaver's son from Part 2, Oscar.
God.
Yeah. He wants him,
and she was directing?
To be an Oscar.
I don't know.
I mean, wants to be
they just announced Ruben Fleischer.
We talked about that like last week.
Ruben.
So that is our In the News 36 segment.
Fuck you, Tom.